Welcome to Speaking in Hues, Season 2, a podcast for women of color by women of color. We are your hosts, Raja,
Rachel,
Habiba,
and Karishma.
We are so excited to embark on this journey with you all this season. It's been a while since the last time we all chatted, and the world has seemingly changed so much. But we can't wait to share these narratives of resilience, strength, and hope from women of color at the University of Virginia and beyond. So guys, like, let's just call it, like, what a year we've had. How are you guys doing? I haven't seen any of you in person. Isn't that just bizarre? We've been working on this podcast for a whole year and we haven't seen each other in person.
Tell me about it. I didn't think it was possible that we could embark on this journey online through Zoom, honestly, starting a podcast. But if this year has taught me anything, it's like adapting and being flexible and, like, you know, broadening your horizon to see the world in a digital sense.
Yeah. And even that, I still miss a lot of the physical interactions we used to have. And I wish I could see you guys in person. But I think we've done a great job with what we have so far and made a great season for all of y'all to listen to.
Yeah, I'm super excited for you guys to hear it. And just for our listeners, so you all know when COVID hit in March and the lockdown occurred, we finished out Speaking in Hues season one remotely. And we continued that entire production of season two entirely virtually. So it's a completely new team. And we brought each other in on Zoom and have been recording everything virtually. And it's really fascinating to sort of create and shape narratives and tell stories with people and, you know, create those bonds in a way. And I think, you know, in a period of isolation, at least I feel like this was an experience that brought us all together. So I'm really excited to embark on this journey with you guys. And I just wanted to ask, what has been your favorite part about this process? It's been a rocky run, no doubt, but what's been your favorite part?
I think my favorite part has been, like, having the opportunity to just explore a topic that I've always wanted to, something very, like, random, something very obscure, but being able to, like, dive deep and then, like, connect with people through Zoom and, like, capture their stories and then, like, be able to kind of, like, reflect on their experiences and, like, see how that plays out in the real world. It's just, it's so interesting to me. And just getting able to, like, to do the fun episodes that we have planned for our listeners, you know, them getting a chance to see what life is like in other people's worlds, you know, at UVA. We may all live together in proximity, but we really don't know what's going on in other people's lives. And just listening to them share that is just, it's awesome.
Yeah, I think what I'm most excited about is for you guys to hear the narratives and stories that our guests have been so willing to share with us, and hopefully can create healing, encourage us to take new challenges, and just listen to stories that can inspire us. And I think that's what we'll get from a lot of these episodes in season two.
My answer kind of aligns up to what the girls just said. I'm kind of hoping to use these stories, both from my own lives, but as well as the lives of the women of color, you know, that we're bringing on, in order to kind of create a sense of camaraderie amongst ourselves, as well as with women of color everywhere, to show ourselves and them that we're not alone when it comes to the trials and tribulations that we kind of have to face on the daily.
Yeah, I would echo everything that my co-host said. I think the world that we are in now has posed so many challenges for everyone, particularly women of color. And I think there's something really beautiful about the way that our communities have just bounced back and have been so resilient. And I think that's evident in a lot of the stories that we're going to tell. And I think it's really cool that, you know, out of a period of isolation and everyone being at different corners of the world, we're able to come together and talk to people that we wouldn't normally have a space to talk to. And I just think it's really beautiful and it shows a lot of growth. That is something that I have always loved about Speaking in Hues. And I think that's super evident in the season of the podcast. So let's talk a little bit about the episodes. We have a lot of a really wide range of topics. Rachel, what's been your favorite episode so far?
My favorite episode for this season definitely has to be Speaking in Greek, which is going to be focusing on Greek life at UVA and really exploring how women of color navigate that and how they take the opportunity to immerse themselves in a different part of UVA, specifically, you know, sorority life, and the systematic breakdown of how people of color interact in Greek life, hearing different perspectives from women of color, and as a woman of color myself involved in it, I'm going to take the opportunity of this episode to hear different perspectives from women of color sharing their experiences in Greek life, and, you know, reflecting myself on times when I felt that, you know, did I belong here? Did I not belong here? And kind of navigating those tough questions. And I think in this episode, it's really going to give the UVA audience a chance to kind of gain an inside perspective and diverge away from overall general notions about Greek life, and hopefully take the opportunity to gain more information and gain new knowledge and have an open mind about it.
Yeah, that episode was so informative to me. As someone who has absolutely no idea about anything Greek related, I learned so much from that episode, and I'm really excited for our audience to hear it and to let us know what their thoughts are about it. Rajav, what are you most excited about? Which episode are you excited for the listeners to hear?
I actually have two favorite episodes. One of them is the one me and Rachel hosted about dating in a virtual setting and how women of color are navigating dating during COVID. And it's a really beautiful episode, lots of statistics and facts in there, and just really great stories. And then my second favorite episode is one kind of on the opposite end of dating, and it's how women of color have been navigating heartbreak with friendships and relationships and everything in between. And it's a really great episode to kind of help you see that there are other people going through heartbreak in the middle of academic semesters and just in their day-to-day lives in different scenarios. And I think both episodes kind of give you two different lenses about the ups and downs of life. And I think it's very relatable. And there are a lot of beautiful stories in each of those episodes.
I'm so excited to hear those. And I think it'll be really cool to set the women of color dating episode from this season to the one that we had last season, where our previous host discussed what is it like to be navigating the dating space as a woman of color. And now we have this entire new element of a pandemic. And what does that mean for like the virtual scene of dating for women of color? So I'm really excited to hear all about that episode. Abiba, what's your favorite episode?
I'm most excited for the natural hair episode, mostly due to the conversation surrounding it in the media pertaining to how it's treated in the workplace and school. I wanted to allow like Black women from different backgrounds to come forward and discuss how their relationship with their hair was affected by the environment they were raised in, how their relationship with their hair changed over time, and how they feel right now with all this focus that the media is bringing to Black people's hair.
That episode is amazing. And I think it's something that our audience really needs to hear about and learn from. And I think it's a different perspective that I feel like a lot of people are not aware of. And looking at our social environment and the people we interact with, I think this is definitely an episode that's going to, you know, hit home and also kind of educate our environment, educate the students here. So I'm super excited for your episode.
Speaking in Hughes season two has been a roller coaster, and it is one that I'm so grateful to have been a part of, and moreover, just so grateful to have shared that ride with all of you. And we are so excited to be able to share it out with the world, and we can't wait for you guys to hear it. Please let us know your thoughts. We're so excited to share these stories with you and to hear everything that these episodes elicit within you.
I'm super excited to hear all the episodes air and for our audience to get a chance to see what the Women's Center truly can inspire other people to go out into the world and, you know, learn about new things that affect us every day and we don't even know it. These are just a few episodes that capture some of the stories that roam around UVA. And although it's not every perspective, we hope that you are able to gain a new perspective and challenge yourself to think outside of the box and to ask questions, to challenge notions, and to seek more knowledge in the future. And so with that, we're super excited to release our episodes and for our audience to get a chance to know us, our stories, and we can't wait for it. Thank you for joining us.
If you'd like to work with the Speaking in Hughes internship, please email Program Director Gerada Miller Bryant at speakinginhughes@virginia.edu. We are currently accepting applications for this amazing team. No experience necessary. To learn more, please visit our website at www.womenscenter.virginia.edu.